Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's Abraham Lincoln. And he's sitting in a chair to remind us. I mean, we really need to go get, monuments of our fathers. I mean, there's some stuff out there. We got to really go back and rehearse that and find it and remember things. Remember how we got here.
Right.
But, you know, Abraham Lincoln, I mean, here's this man. He's a common man. I think they're making a movie about him right now. I saw on the news they're doing some sort of interview with somebody about him. And
yeah, saw a preview of it.
I think, you know, kind of the mindset, though, what they're doing with our founding fathers, they're actually discrediting them and making them look less valuable.
Right.
Kind of rewriting our history.
Right.
You need to find out for yourself. I know the book written by Glenn Beck called Being George Washington. Oh, that was very good because it was accurate. Every single thing was documented. It was evidentiary. It wasn't some, you know, whatever. But in addition, the evidence was there and everything was footnoted. But so you can really see he wasn't about chopping down cherry trees and, you know, it wasn't about that. This man had such character and integrity.
Right.
And I mean, he would sit upright to make sure his posture was right when he was in a room. He would articulate words in a certain way. We would think things through. He was very mannered, very polite. He would write in a certain way. He's a very calming man. He was a man that was a surveyor, and he understood. I mean, he's one of the founding fathers. I mean, the reason why they came to him and said, "Is there's no choice?" I mean, it's a no brainer. You need to be our president. As a matter of fact, they wanted to make him king. Right. Like, we just came from Great Britain. He's going like, "I don't think so."
Right.
We just saw bloodshed, death, mayhem, and I was being threatened. Listen, if they would have lost this battle for America.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that we celebrate, who they're trying to make look like, you know, whatever. These guys would have been decapitated, disemboweled. It would have been horrific death for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they won. And you can say what you want to, but you're living in their integrity. You're living in their prayers where they prayed, "God, we cannot be under this king."
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just about taxation without representation. There's like 17. But read the Declaration of Independence. They turned it into money. The atheists that came into we gave our school system over to, and celebrate even today, an atheist that began to rewrite books. And so he turned our reason for leaving England was strictly off of money. I don't know if y'all remember in the 60s and 70s, they started making, you know, cartoons, you know, hard rock cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had, the Tea Party and then, you know, taxation without representation.
Yeah, I remember that.
A real cheesy cartoon, but educational in regards to trying to educate us in the way that they wanted us to think about it.
Mm.
But the biggest issue was not taxation without representation. Yeah, that was something, but there was not representative government. So over here in America, in the New England area, it's called New England because they came from England, right?
Right.
And so you have New England, and you have the colonies, which are independent in themselves. Mm-hmm. But they would make laws and how they thought that New England should run, and they would let England know what was going on, and the king would undo those laws.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, "This is how it needs to be in our state," and they would send it to Washington, and no. They would say, "This is how we want it to be in our colonies."
All right.
And then the king would be notified of what was going on in Great Britain, and he would undo that law.
Oh, wow.
And so they were not having representative government.
Mm-hmm.
And that was huge because they had no control over their destiny. They had no, what they thought was best for them, that they could survive in a land that the king really knew nothing about. And it was a whole different ball of wax, if you would, in America. And besides, you know, they believed all our rights come from God, that he would just change their laws. He would just get around them.
Wow.
He would come up with things like czars and, you know, and I mean, the word wasn't czar, but it could be beheading.
Right.
And he would just say, "Nah, I don't like that."
Right.
And so their frustration was not just taxation without representation. Listen, they had all of America, all the resources of America. Their frustration was, amongst many things, and some of the highest on their list was this one right here, the fact that it didn't matter what laws they thought they needed to have to over the land and over their people and community. The king would just do whatever he wanted to. So that means they didn't have representative government. It wasn't a republic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tyrannical leadership under a king.
Mm-hmm.
And who himself was over the church. And there was no other church, he thought, other than the one that he was over. And so to switch churches or switch countries, treason. And of course, not only do you lose your citizenship,
mm-hmm.
you lose your head. And so, I mean, even his wife lost heads. And so anyway, it wasn't about money. So if you really see that, we got to get, the original 10, I guess, is what we're hanging on right here, that it's happening right now, right before our very eyes. Right before our very eyes. And I want to encourage you, representative government requires you to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ones that are having the tyrannical mindsets and they think they know best and that your rights don't come from God and that God won't, and we're talking to the church here, believers, mm-hmm. and that they're not going to be happy with your revelation, because to say God's God is to say they're not God.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't mind saying they serve a God.
Mm-hmm.
But if it rules them out as one of the gods, one of the providers, if they're not they're going to be upset with you. Yeah, I don't mind what you worship as long as you worship what I'm putting before you.
Right.
The graven image type thing. And so with that, here we are today. They're making all these laws. And from what I understand, a friend of mine, a friend of my father's, is in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Sent my father some information, and he got it to me, that they've already made so many laws now. They appointed so much bureaucracy, so many people working for government.
Right.
And they established so many things that it doesn't matter who's going to be president next. It's going to take forever to change the way driver's license office does things. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no.
That's what it is. If it's going to take that long, because they, justices remain, laws remain. I mean, not laws, but they're treated like laws,
mm-hmm.
Administrative comments and suggestions,
right.
And issues and things like that, initiatives. And, with that, it's happening in our faces. And the thing that I want to encourage you is everything in society is going to tell you that's the sleeping society. They're going to tell you, what are you doing waking up? Just go back to sleep. They'll mm-hmm. take care of everything for
right.
you. Just go back to sleep. They have these little micro apartments they're building down in San Francisco, and it's like smaller than a 10 by 10.
What?
Yeah, it has everything right there. You know why you can do that? You can do that because people look into imagery. They really don't experience life. All mm-hmm. they need is something to look at that looks like life, and then their body will react accordingly. They look at the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They look at television.
Right.
They look at their phones, and it kind of satisfies in a false way how God's meant for you to go smell the grass, go step in dog poop, get outside, throw some cow patties.
Right.
If we're in Jersey, kick some cans over. I don't think there's any cow.
Well,
there's dairy farms in Western New Jersey. For those in Colorado, parasail off the mountains. I'm just joking. Please.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, right. Man. And so, but they're building like 10 by 10, 10 by 10 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything stacked up. And the ladies being interviewed said, she said, I could sit here and reach over and grab the refrigerator at the same time when she's talking about in the bathroom. It's like that small. Of course, in New York, studio apartments and land and that type of thing. But, America has plenty of land. But you're looking at, provision. The government will decide how many Cokes that you're going to drink. They will decide, they'll tell you that it's bad for you to smoke a cigarette, and they'll talk about all the details of smoking. But when it comes to the plan B, kill your baby pill, they won't even tell the parents. They'll just get this little secret opt-out thing in New York right now, and the parents are in outrage. And you have the opt-out stuff is on the online. You got to study for it. I think I'm the only one that reads that stuff.
I think so.
And then I check the same thing everybody else checks. I just want to know that I'm dying.
Right.
It's like, okay. My house, my dog, my cat. You know, you just click all these things you're giving away. The and right now they're giving the day after pill to 14-year-old girls. And, you know, and which obviously got pregnant by boys. And they're not even letting the parents know about it. Now you jumped all over them for an educator. You don't need to be breathing that smoke.
Right.
You know, which you're right in saying, you know, smoking is bad for your health. I think it's a great thing for a teacher to do. But killing your baby, you didn't think snuffing out the life of the child of your baby, born under any circumstances, you know. And that was one of the original founding father's values of our country, that all life is valuable.
Right. You
know, everybody's important, from the oldest to the youngest. And this, we have to rediscover this, because people have devalued people. You know, we believe in redemption. That's when we have correction systems. That's when we bring things before judges and magistrates and the jury of our peers, which means your neighborhood gets to come in and hear how somebody's accusing you to make sure that you're treated right.
Right.
And there was a media that used to look at it with an unbiased eye, just report everything they see. And then you had fair justice. But we're leaving away from that, where somebody in a back room with a bureaucratic hat on, you know, sketches out an idea or concept and regulates it, and for our good.
Of course.
And next thing you know, you're in a, 10 by 10 foot apartment with one digital screen that can take your mind anywhere, but not your soul.
Right.
And then the only thing you have room for is your plan B pills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And your large Cokes wouldn't fit in there anyway, so you have a small Coke. And this is really happening. You know, I meant everything, you know, normally if you'll hear me like, this will, I will eat. And then like, 2 weeks later, you're going to be like, yeah, that's what's going on. I'm a Saints fan.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.